AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Our dad, Mickey B. Maroney.
The names of the victims were read today in Oklahoma City.
Donald Ray Leonard.
Victims 20 years ago today of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Bill Clinton was president at the time. He was at today's remembrance in Oklahoma City. He said people there took the high road in 1995.
You had to choose far-sighted love over blind hatred. You had to choose to redeem your terrible losses by beginning again.
168 people were killed on that day at the Murrah Federal Building. Timothy McVeigh, an Army veteran with strong anti-government views, was executed for carrying out the bombing. His accomplice, Terry Nichols, was also convicted. He is serving life in prison. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.